Friday, the 29th, in ordinary time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, 'A shower is coming.' And so it happens. And when the wind blows from the south, you say, 'It will be hot.' And so it is. You superficial people, you understand the signs of the earth and the sky, but you don't understand the present times. And why do you not judge for yourselves what is fit? When you go with your accuser before the court, try to settle the case on the way, lest he drag you before the judge, and the judge deliver you to the jailer, and the jailer throw you in prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the very last penny." The commentary today is from Father Frederick Rafols I Vidal from Barcelona in Catalonia. Today, Jesus is asking us to look up and watch the skies. This morning, after 3 days of continuous rain, the sky has appeared clear and radiant in one of the most splendid days of this autumn. By and by, now that the weathermen are more like family members, we become more conversant with the weather changes. But on the other hand, we find it much more difficult to understand the changing times in which we live. You understand the signs of the earth and the sky, but you don't understand the present times. Amongst those listening to Jesus, many missed a unique chance in the history of mankind. They could not identify the Son of God in Jesus. They didn't know it was the time, the hour of salvation. The Second Vatican Council, in the Constitution, Gaudium et Spes, number 4, updates today's Gospel. In every age, the Church carries the responsibility of reading the signs of the times and of interpreting them in the light of the Gospel. We must be aware of and understand the aspirations, the yearnings, and the often dramatic features of the world in which we live. When we are making history, it is not too difficult to point out the occasions lost by the Church for not having discovered the time in which we were living. But Lord, what occasions are we perhaps wasting now for not being able to read the signs of the times? Or what is tantamount to not being able to live and throw light upon today's problems with the light shed by the Gospel? Today, Jesus reminds us once more, "And why do you not judge for yourselves what is fit?" We are not living in a world of wickedness, though there may be plenty of it. But God has not forsaken this world. As St. John of the Cross reminds us, we live in a world which the very God treaded on and made beautiful. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta saw the signs of the times, and the times understood Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Let her invigorate us. Let us keep on looking upwards without losing sight of our earth.